What can you tell us about your lineup here tonight? Who won't go as you go into this?
We have one out today. Dustin Bufflin will be out tonight. Other than that, the lineup will be the same. Tucker Pullman comes in.
No Sammy Niku then?
For tonight, correct, yeah.
Expecting for tomorrow, Paul, or what's your game plan?
Yeah, you know, things change so much after a game, but my expectation now is that he'll play tomorrow.
What's the report from Pascal on the year that he's had? Obviously, the numbers are impressive.
The numbers are exceptionally impressive, and his game has developed over the course of the year. Really good skating, puck-moving defenseman. We're interested in seeing him play in an NHL game and up the pace. We've got two injuries on our left side and more down with the Moose team, so he's close to being a guy that could get himself into a game.
What about his demeanor? Do you even notice a big change from when he got sent down in October
to now? No, you know, I haven't spent enough time with him, to be honest with you, Kent. He's clearly gained some confidence in his play over the course of the year, as you would with those kind of numbers. You feel good with the puck and you make a lot of things happen. Learning the pro game, especially coming over from Europe, takes some time, but he's made really good strides in that department.
You talked about maybe resting some guys. For some of your guys...
just rehabbing guys.
Just where do you stand on Iron Man or guys who want to play 82 or things like that? Is that a factor?
Yes. Not in terms of the record, in terms of the mentality of the player. So don't care the number of games played, but if he's in a rhythm and he feels strong and he says, I want to play these games and I want to stay where I'm at, then I'm not going to take a veteran guy out of the lineup. And I understand it. I see it every day. You know, players go down. You can't forecast that, who it would be. And sometimes when you make adjustments to your lineup, it changes the mentality of the room about preparing for an NHL game. And I think that has as big an impact on anything. So anybody that's got the minor, there might be one or two guys on rest that I'll work hard at convincing that a day off will help them. But our lineup will look fairly intact right through.
Make you a little bit anxious to get through the last four games, like you would, like bubble wrap your players, be good kind of thing.
And everybody's dealing with that. We all have the playoff teams are all feeling that anxiety in these games. And from the time you're 5 year here, you change your game. That's when you're not practicing hard. That's when you get hurt in practice. And if you're not playing hard. So we will keep our routine identical. We won't be casual about any of it because of the games. And then, yeah, you keep your fingers crossed. It's a full contact sport, but there's no possible way for any of us to predict who the guy would be. If you take two or three of your best guys out, we don't play for a week and a half. If you use that model, they have to play. So you hope everybody stays healthy.
You mentioned earlier on the trip you'd like to get Rossovic back in with it. And tomorrow,
correct.
Would you be looking at tomorrow?
Yeah, again, I've got three healthy forwards here, and I'd like to get Jack back into a game, and we'll make that decision after tonight. But I have a plan that you'll see him soon.
What about on the goaltending side? Is Steve an option for tomorrow? Or?
Yes. Yeah, he'll get a good work today. We want to make sure when he comes back to the rink tomorrow that he feels sharp. But, yeah, you'll see him soon.
Who will back up Hellebuck tonight then?
Eric Comrie's backing up tonight.
You talked about keeping Connor in Hellebuck in a rhythm. I mean, the way he played in Toronto, is it going to be up to him to last few?
Yeah, so if we felt that we saw something that would take him out, that we needed some rest, but we did that, you know, in the last month, picked games where he'd get 3 or 4 days off, and we kept him off the ice, and he feels fantastic. Clearly, he looked it in Toronto. He looked right on his game. So in a lot of ways, in the last, I would say, 3 weeks, we sat down and kind of almost let him pick his games. You know, what's the rhythm that you think makes you the best player in 10 days' time? And he wanted to play in this game. He's not playing back-to-back. He wanted the Toronto game. We held him off earlier, and he feels good. So this was mostly that's the one guy that you spend a lot of time talking to, making sure he gets what he needs.
What are the goals that Paul when you guys are kind of locked into a spot and have a pretty good sense of who you've been playing that first in, what are the goals for the last four of them?
Just continue to play your game and not let that part of your game slip. Keep the shifts right, all the little details that you're going to be ready, and then when you play a game like Chicago, you leave it there and you make sure that you're right the next night. So we're expecting that game. I think we've got good energy coming into this game and good life. So we should be good. We should be fast.
Well, you had a bad year that allowed you to draft Patrick Laine a few years ago. then Ottawa is going through the same thing. Do you see any parallel with them, what they're going through?
Well, there's only one good thing that comes from missing the playoffs is you might get a real good player. I mean, it's a painful time. We went through it for 2 years in a row, got good players out of the draft because of it that have had major impact in our team being a good team right now. It's no fun to go through, but that's the one silver lining on this. You can get a player that changes the way you look.
Do you have any concerns at all about Trouba back-to-back or given that he's just coming back, or would you want him to get into the rotation?
That'll be... No, I'm aware of that, and we will have players that won't play back-to-back. Jake may be one of them, but it won't be his concussion. He's 100% fine with that. With his previous injury, he feels strong, he's skating well, but we haven't had to put him in a back-to-back, so that would be the consideration. It won't. His concussion, he's fine.
Dustin, you expect to return tomorrow, right?
Correct.
Matt Perreault is hoping, he said as much, he's hoping that, you know, being a little closer to home these next two, he can get a bit of a spark. What have you seen during this rough stretch for him?
All three of those guys, you know, like the other night, they were minus three. Their line was really good until it wasn't. You know, it was one breakdown in the net. So there's a bit of a, even with veteran players, I don't think he's lost his confidence, but there's a wane in that line of what they're capable of doing. You know, how they move the puck, how they skate with the puck. They need one to go. Like 90% of their game I like. And the 10%, it bothers them. So that's why we keep these guys playing and keep them together. Right? They find their game, get it better, get it stronger. We're hoping for the same. He played a real good game for us against Boston at home. I thought that line was really drive and really good. So they're not far off.
Do